Deborah Head, or Anya Tane as she's known by her Tlingit name, is sitting in her car about a mile from her house in Craig. She drives into town to get better cell phone reception. It's also how she got the Wi-Fi signal so she could evaluate digital pictures of artist submissions.
It's driving into town and going to a friend's house and saying, can I sit in your parking lot and do some downloading?
Besides the technology issues, Head says it was extremely challenging judging the intricate creations, like a formline painted drum or a beaded chill cat wall hanging from afar.
We knew the biggest obstacle was going to be not being able to go to Juno and actually hold the pieces.
Sea Alaska Heritage Institute organizes the Juried Art Show as a way to amplify and encourage Native Northwest Coast art. But in March, the organization had to pivot this year's exhibit to an online format after news broke that celebration would be held virtually. Artists were given the choice to pull out the work they submitted back in 2019. 26 artists decided to still enter the competition. Knowing their work would be experienced by a few online photos rather than the judges seeing it up close. Head says, as a judge, that was a lot of responsibility. She combed through photos saved on her laptop for hours. Then she'd wake up around 4 a.m. and do it again.
So it was a lot of revisiting. And, you know, when a piece is well done, it just jumps out at you.
Head has had her own journey as an artist. She started out as the lone cedar bark weaver in Craig. She had to learn much of the technique herself. Eventually, she was able to take a class with famed Haida weaver Dolores Churchill.
Started at 8 o'clock in the morning, and by 10 o'clock, I was out behind a tree crying because it was so frustrating because I can tend to be a perfectionist, and that never goes away.
But Head mastered the Haida style of weaving. Now she creates pieces on commission and sells items like baskets to galleries. As for judging traditional art virtually, Head says she looked for meticulous details, creative flair, and also authenticity. In the online show, there was a piece that exemplified that. You could see it was something special even through a computer screen. A spruce root basket woven by a beginner in British Columbia.
You know, you could see that maybe the person was reared by an elder, an auntie, you know, grandma, something like that. I mean, I can't wait to follow this person.
That submission was a division winner. In total, 18 artists placed in the art competition or received honorable mentions. Best of show went to a formline engraved copper vessel, traditionally used to hold seal or hooligan oil. In Juneau, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins.